beauty of Torah Shabbat Peh. So here we're getting into the world of Machiva Tzara Kinyan. He pointed out that the Gemara says, Shara Tzricha Kinyan Tosus, we saw last time, deals with the dilemma as to exactly when this Kinyan is. Is it before the Pshara? Is it after the Pshara? Before the Pshara, he pointed out that we have an issue as to where do you draw the line between Kinyan Dvarim and this form of Kinyan? Where do you draw the line from the fact that a Kinyan classically is limited by the fact that there is no, they can't make a Kinyan suitor to do something. That's not considered to be a meaningful Kinyan. Kinyan suitor can relate to a hope, to a status, but not to an action. And so over here, how does one deal with the Kinyan suitor beforehand? Maybe it relates to the amount of money that will be, and you know, but you just don't know exactly what it is. Okay, that's what bothers Tosus. Then Tosus points out, ein ledaktek mikan de ba'alma mechila tzricha kinyan. Now, even if one understands that we're dealing over here with a classic kinyan, but doesn't on the pshara, but it doesn't mean that all cases of mechila require a kinyan. The ma'at tzarech hacha kinyan al mechila mishum de'ilav avi kinyan havi kama mechila betos shelo hayodeya sheyomru sheyimcho kach v'kach. And so therefore, the kinyan will mi alima de'milsa tfei bekinyan mi belo kinyan. The kinyan will help strengthen the person's miras das. Even the farish akinyan hula achar habshara, akate ein raya mikan de matzi lememar de kinyan of oso shiyesh lo la acher lifroa, avalahai de mochil ein tzarech kinyan. Miu havas gedolos pirish behilchos deyem de tzarech kinyan amachila, avagav dosin akinyan achar habshara, ubikom makom ein lilmod mikan al shar mechila shei tzricha kinyan, the mechila de pshara, af al pi shi yodea ma mochel, domi be mechila betos. B'chol zot, even if you know the exact amount, this isn't something that you had intended. L'fi sha mochel al pi atzatam shel dayanim, shi yisiyu oto limchol. It's kaze tali b'da'as acherim. L'fi kal tzarech la'alim ha'davar al yedei kinyan. And Litosis is of the opinion that our sugya, the sugya over here in terms of Shara Tzarech Kinyan, A, it's unclear when the Kinyan is taking place. B, it's unclear exactly who is doing the Kinyan. Perhaps the Kinyan is only being done by the person who is mitchayev to give, as opposed to the person who is mochel. And even if the Kinyan is on the part of the person who is mochel, perhaps this is a unique situation where the mechila is brought about because I link myself with the Das HaDayanim rather than something which is coming from me, from within. Because Tosus Ashita is the classically Mechila Ein Tzarech Kinyan. How did Tosus know that in general Mechila Ein Tzarech Kinyan? So it says, I have a number of rayas. V'nira lahavi raya, the Mechila Ein Tzricha Kinyan. And here I'd like to go through the rayas of Tosus one by one and just investigate as to whether they are so obvious. And it's a Malchokis Rishonim. The Bahag paskins that every Mechila requires a Kinyan. Tosus paskins that no Mechila requires a Kinyan except for the world of Pshara. What's Tosus' first Raya? Mehodam Perakam Akabil, Gabe Sachir, Himchahu Eitzel Chenveni, Ve Eitzel Shulchani, Eino Ovir Olaf. Tosus is quoting the language of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah points out that we have a din, we have a whole slew of mitzvos asei and mitzvos lo asei regarding the payment, the schar sachir, he should be paid mizmano, biyomo, and if not, there are isurim, the lo salin, of being kovesh schar sachir, of being an oshek, and the Mishnah says that the maskir, Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Bey says the maskir can fulfill his obligation to the socher by, instead of paying him directly, by setting him up with a chedveni who will supply him with produce, with food, or setting him up with a shulchani who will provide him with money. And if the sakir agrees to such an arrangement, then the maskir is off the hook. That's the mission. Then the Gemara has a machlokes amarah, pligi behasan. Rav Sheshes Amar eino chozer alav. Rabba Amar chozer. And there's a machlokes as to whether the sakir can take a back step from such an arrangement, whether he can be chozer though. So Tosa says, had there been a kinyan, had the sakir agreed, and had there been a kinyan suitor on that agreement, how in the world could there be a daya that the sakir could be chozer though? So you see that machila does not require a kinyan. That's Tosus is right? Mashman de below kinyan ayridi be kinyan my time of demand amar chozer. Avo below kinyan pligi the bahachi pligi bahachi. So what then is the machlokus? Is no kinyan mar savar kishim chahu lo legamri patro lebal habayis shelo yachzor olav. Umar Savar Legamre Pitaru. That their machlokus is what was the nature of the machila? Was it a total machila? And then even without a kinyan, there's no way of the socher returning. Or was it a partial machila that I'm willing to bring another person into the picture, but it doesn't take the maskir out of the picture. The mask, yes.
So couldn't we say that even if we're going to accept Tosos' reading of that Gemara, that it's not a total proof that Tosos and Mechila didn't search a kinyan, because Rabbi is still saying chozer nonetheless. Meaning, yeah, it's a partial Mechila. Maybe all you can do without a kinyan is a partial Mechila. But a full Mechila, correct, maybe you would actually have to use a kinyan. So is this still a proof for Tosos?
No, Tosos is just pointing out that the Gemara has a... has a scenario of a machila that works without a kinyan. The kinyan is not a necessary factor in machila. It's not a necessary factor in machila.
For passing like Rabba, so no, maybe it is. For a full machila, you're going to need a kinyan because
Rabba says... Your ha'ara is taken. I accept it. yes, yitachay, that would be, you know, the Tosus' proof only goes so far. But even as on that plane, I sent you to a Tosfos in I'm sorry. The first makar I wrote was simply that within this machlokes between the Balei HaTosfos and the Bahais of the Rambam, Hilchos Mechira, Perakei Alfid Aleph, points out Yesh Devarim She'en Atzrichim Kinyan, and one of those things is Mochel L'Chavei Rochov Pikadon She'esh Lo B'Yado. Right? That you have a page. They should be floating around. I'm sorry. That one of the areas in which we do not require a kinyan is mochel l'chavei rochov l'bikar, like Tosfos. But I sent you to the Tosfos over there, but Metzia daf kuf yudeis amir aleph, the od yesh lomar, the plukta d'hocha lo shayach ad midi l'machila, the lekulei alma poel chozer al bal habayit, that there is no, that there is a day in Tosfos that everyone agrees that the poel, his original arrangement was with the balabayit. He could always return to that original debt. Lo pligei, so what's the malchus Rav Sheshes and Rabba? Ela le'inyan ba'altalin kishachozer bo miyad b'yom harishon al balabayis. In other words, once the poel allows for someone else to enter into the picture, has that taken the balabayit off the hook of baltalin? Dilei Rav Sheshes, Eino chozer alav l'inyan litchayev v'bal talit. And with certainly the poel can return to the balabai and say, I don't want this arrangement, I want the money from you. You owe me the money, I want the money from you. But the balabai is the moment that the poel agreed to the arrangement of the chenveni, that takes him out of the realm of bal talit. Kimen de nitek sha'a achas imenu, kishamar etzel shulchan yishuv eino chozer l'isur bal talit. And Rabba says nothing doing, that if the poel is still within the time period that the baltalin is hanging over the head of the maskir, kevan tosman ochozer, habe kedemei kara. So then the iser of baltalin comes back in retroactively. In other words, that we have over here, that the machlokas has nothing at all to do with the world of mamonos. In terms of the world of mamonos, that's not the question over there. The issue over there, as chozer or eno chozer, is the iser of baal tolin chozer, or is the iser of baal tolin not chozer? Namely, that yitachen, that you cannot bring a raya from the terminology of chozer eno chozer as to whether we have over here a kinyan, because we're not talking about the world of mamonos. On the side of mamonos, the poel can always return to the original arrangement, that he should get the money directly from the baal habayit. The question is as to whether the iser of baal tolin is still in existence, whether the iser of baal tolin is still chozer bo, is still shayach. But I think, and this to a certain degree is what I think Yonatan was pushing towards, is a yitachem, that the Gemara over there never uses the terminology of machila, that the process of in which the chov is transferred from the maskir to the chetveni, or from the maskir to the shulchani, l'chora has nothing at all to do with the world of machila, but rather it's a totally different framework. And here I brought you I didn't give you the mamakomos, but just look together, it's a parallel sugya, the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, that we know that when the Shemitah year comes along, we had it just very, very recently, when the Shemitah year concludes, that all of the chovot, all of the debts are canceled. But not every situation of money being owed is a debt. The Rambam paskins in Perek Tesel Yud Aleph, hakofas hachanut, someone who buys in a store on credit. And the owner of the store now has his filing. He has his file of index cards, and on it, you know, he has all of the credit, which all the money which is owed to him from this person buying on credit. Eina nishmetet. That shmita doesn't apply. Or another situation, schar sachir, eino nishmat. If someone had hired a painter to paint his house the year before shmita, and he owes the money from the painting of the house, that's also not nishmat. Namely, neither of those are viewed as a type of a chov that Shemitah applies to. That we're not dealing over here with a loan, which is hanging over one's head. But rather, there was a business arrangement that in exchange for that which I'm buying in the store, I owe you money. But that's not a chov. There's a tit for a tat. And I'm willing to wait to get that money. Shemitah doesn't apply to such a situation. The fact that you painted my house, you did X for me, I owe you Y. That's not a loan. That is simply it's a business arrangement which is not broken by Shemitah. Im, says the Rambam, im asa'a milve nishmetet. Hakafas achanus enes nishmetet, im asa'a milve nishmetet. Schar sachir eno nishmat, im zokfal of a milve nishmat. Namely, that we have the ability between the two of us to change the nature of the money which is owed. As long as the money which is being owed because I bought in your store on credit, as long as the money which is being owed because you painted my house, that Shemitah doesn't apply to. But if the two of us decide to take this business deal and turn it into a loan, right, turn it this kofel of a milva to cross out all the credit that's there and say, you owe me X amount of money as a loan, the moment it's in that framework of a loan, then Shemitah can already apply to it. Namely, it's as though, what does it mean? It's as though the previous arrangement I paid back, and now I have a new loan. The I owed you money for painting my house. It's as though I paid that, and now I'm taking a loan on that money that I paid you. Namely, that we have over here not a machila, but a piraon. We have over here a situation of, it's as though the previous debt was paid, and that previous debt Shemitah didn't apply to, and now we're creating a loan that Shemitah can apply to. That's the concept of Zekifas Leva Milva. L'chora, what the Gemara is saying in Baba Metzia, is that the moment that the Sakhir agrees that the money will not be paid to him by the Maskir, but rather will go via the Chenvedi, but rather will go via the Shulchani, what he is basically saying is, again, according to Tosfos' understanding, is not according to the Od Yishlomar in the Tosfos Mabatziah, according to Tosfos' understanding is that we have a Piro'on. It's as though the Sakhir is telling the Maskir, okay, what you owe me, you no longer owe me, and I'm, you know, and now I have a new arrangement with the Chenveni. Now I have a new arrangement with the Shulchani. Again, that's not a machila, that's a piraon. And so you can't, the fact that a piraon works even without Edim, and then, again, the fact that the Sakhir always has the right, according to one Amora, to be choser, to change his mind on that change of the nature of the debt, that has nothing to do with the world of Mechila. So Tosas over here is problematic on two planes. A, who says that Chozerbo and Eino Chozerbo relate to the monetary arrangement? Maybe the Chozerbo and Eino Chozerbo relate to the Isurim of Baal Talin. A, that's a Tosas in Baba Mitzia. B, even if it relates to the monetary agreement, who says we're dealing over here with a process of Mechila? Maybe just as in the world of Shemitah, there is a concept of Zakfa Allah B'milva, of changing the nature of the agreement, so here, what we're dealing with is the changing of the nature of the agreement, moving from a Piraon to a new debt. And then the question between Rav Sheshes and Rabbi is, was that a total change? Did the original arrangement, business arrangement, still retain some validity, etc. But it's nothing to do with the world of Mechila. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two. Let's look at the next raya that Tosfos wants to bring. Va'od raya, the parech, the perekama, the kedushin. Gabi eved ivri kona atzmo vishtar. Lama lishtara, namele dape tre zil. Ubalo kinyan ayri. Di'ibe kinyan. My Mashani Evet Ivri Gufo Kanoli. Akati Tikshila Ishtara Lamali, Yafkireno Lishmuel Damar Hamafkir Avdo, Yatzalacheritz, Vein Sarah Yachikur, El Al Korchapo Parachal Milashan Hakosu Vishtar, Komar Lamali Shtar, Osalashan Asma Shakosi Vishtar, Retz Atzmacha, Yomago Baalpe. What in the world is going on over here? So let's look at the Sugya together. So I noticed that in the few lines of Gemara on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, but just to understand the background, and we have a whole set of Mishnayos in Kedushin dealing with how different kinyanim are made and are broken. Ha'isha Niknes, right, the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. How do you marry a woman? B'shlosha Drachim, B'konias Atzim B'shnei Drachim. Woman gets married because of Shtarubiya, Kones Atzmo, Atzmo Beget, Mitzvah Saba'al. Then it moves over to the world of Eved Ivri. And it points out that in Eved Ivri is Kone et Atzmo, he can break his relationship being an Eved, Bishlosha Drachim. The Shanim, namely the 6 years, will be over. Or Biyovel, that hits in within the 6 years. Or Bigiraon Kesef. Namely, that he sold himself for X amount of money for 6 years, let's say for $6,000 for 6 years. He worked 3 years, so he can raise $3,000 on the internet and pay back the owner that $3,000 and be paid to himself in your own case. That's what's mentioned within the Mishnah. Then the Braisa, that's Ayim and Aleph, Tana adds in Another possibility, Kones Atzom B'Kesef, that we said, Shave Kesef, you can give also $3,000 of jelly beans. It's irrelevant if you give money or jelly beans. V'Shtar. So the question is, what does it mean to be Kone himself with a Shtar? V'Shlama Kesef T'chsiv M'Kesef B'Knaso. Shave Kesef Name Yoshiv Gulaso Amar Rachmana L'Rabos Shave Kesef K'Kesef. Ela Hay Shtar Heichi Dami. Well, what is this Shtar? If a shtar is an IOU, so haynu kesef, an IOU is money. That's, you know, it's a check. He gave the owner a check that says I owe you $3,000. So that's he's leaving. That's the same thing. That's not a separate category. We already mentioned kesef v'shave kesef. Ela shichrur. If we're talking about a shtar shichrur, anyway, we know that a woman can go out of her marriage by receiving a gift. We know that an eved knani can be can have his status broken by the owner giving him a shtar. Is that what we're speaking about over here? Namely that, in other words, the Mishnah mentions those areas in which an eved can go free even without the will of the owner. Shanim, we don't care what the owner thinks. He worked his 6 years. Yovel, it came about. That the yovel came about, that breaks the avtus. Kesef, this is an act of the volition of the eved, that he raises the money. Shtar, which is mentioned in the Braisa, maybe we're talking over here about a shtar shichur, namely the owner wants to break the relationship. The owner wants to free the slave, so he'll give him a shtar shichur, like he would give a shtar shichur to an eved kenani. So the Gemara asks, so shtar lamalu. In other words, in the world of eved kenani, we have what we call a kinyan mamon. There is a monetary relationship, komashekona eved kona rabo, and there is a kinyan isur, namely that we're dealing with a non-Jew who becomes a partial Jew. To break that kinyan isur, you need a shtar. A kinyan isur is what we call in the world of bris, a halot shen. We have a halachic status, like there's a halachic status of an eshes ish that can be broken with a get. There's a halachic status of an Eved Kenani. He is not a Jew, he is not a Goy, he is an Eved Kenani. That status, to break that status and turn him now into a full Jew, he underwent a conversion, but he's only partially, he only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. To turn him from an Eved Kenani into a Jew, we also need a halachic mechanism called a Shtar Shichur. But the Eved Ivri, Lechor, at this point in the Gemara, is a pure monetary arrangement. Namely, that I indenture myself to you for a period of time, and you give me money up front for that period of time. And I agree that I'm not going to, I am not going to leave you without, in some way compensating, etc. But it's a monetary agreement. So if the owner wants to break the monetary agreement, so let him break it. Let him be mochel. In other words, namely, the Eved owed, he gave the Eved X amount of money. The Eved owes him 6 years of work. So let the owner simply say. That's what the Gemara asks. Why in the world do we need a shtar shichur? Ela shichur, shtar lamali. The fact that the Eved Knani needs a shtar shichur, because we have a kinyan iser. But the Chor, again, at this point in the Gemara assumes that an Eved Ivri is pure business. Lema leba apitrei zil. Let him simply tell him goodbye. In other words, and that should be enough. Inami be'ape bidina zil. In other words, that if the Eved is afraid that the owner, you know, words may change his mind and say I never said it. So let him do it in front of two edim, in front of a bezdin. But let him simply be mochel. Let him simply be mochel on the work which is owed by the Eved. Amar Rava. So Rava says from the fact that this kanere is not an option, that the Brisa says you need shtar. Zos omeres, Eved Ivri, Gufo Kanoi. That even within the world of Eved Ivri, we have a kinyan iser. The Eved Ivri also has a different halachic status. What's the difference between an Eved Ivri and a Ben Chorin? Aren't they all chayav ti matzah? Aren't they all chayav to David and a minyan? What's the uniqueness over here of the Eved Ivri, aside from the fact that he is working in a 6-year contract? No, that's Eved Kenani.
He stems through his owner.
Anyone? The Eved Ivri has a heter to live with the Shifla Kenanis. That's a parsha in the Torah. That if the Eved Ivri is married, then the owner can give him a Shifla Kenanis and the children will belong to the owner, etc. That's not something which is normative for a Ben Chorin. But the Eved Ivri has somewhat of a unique halachic status.
What?
Just a minute. But the Zot Omeret Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi, V'Rav Shemachal Girono, and Girono Mochel. And then we had it been, as we thought of the Havamina, a pure monetary arrangement. then there would be no issue. But over here we see that Eved Ivri has a gufo kanui. There is something more than simply the monetary agreement. There is a halachic status which is involved, and that requires a shtar similar to an Eved Kanani. That's the maskara. The question was, what's the Havamina? It's an excellent question. What is the Havamina? Within the Havamina, in other words, we see that the Havamina spoke about the fact that Mechila, zeal, should be enough. Now, if Mechila requires a Kinyan, so then there would be no answer, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. And namely, that would not be effective because a kinyan could override the gufo kanui. Could you make a kinyan sudar to be mashachrer and eved kinahani? So here, this is what Tosfos points out. Let's now go back to Tosfos. In other words, Tosfos quotes the Gemara: "Gadi eved ivri kona atzmo bishtar lama lishtara namely biate trei zeal." Below kinyan ayri, l'chora, we see over here that this mechila, that the Nahavim Gemara thought that mechila would be enough, is talking without a kinyan. Deib the kinyan, my neshani eved ivri gufo kanui, akati tikshi lach shtara lamali, yafkirena l'shmuel, damar mafkir avdo yotza l'cheirus, v'yein tzarach yet shichur. Namely, that Shmuel holds, Shmuel has a very fascinating shita, that even though by an Eved Kanani there is a kinyan isur, if we have a kinyan that will be mafkia, the kinyan mamon, then the kinyan isur will also fall off. So Shmuel holds hamafkir avdo, hefker is a kinyan that I am renouncing ba'alut, that also would be mafkia, the kinyan isur. So a kinyan suder per se, without machila, simply a kinyan suder would be similar to hefker. I would transfer the ownership of the eved to himself. The moment that I transfer the eved, the ownership of the eved to himself, the kinyan iser falls off as well. Namely, the Tosis is bringing a raya that l'chora we see that the machila that's spoken of in the Gemara is without a kinyan. Because had there been a kinyan, then that would have existed even in the maskana of the Gemara. We wouldn't be able to ask Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. The same way that Hefker, according to Shmuel, can be Mafkia, the Avdus of an Eved Kanani, a Kinyan can also be Mafkia, the Avdus of an Eved Kanani. So who hadir a Kinyan would be Mafkia, the Gufo Kanui of the Eved Ivri. So it must be that in the Havamina, the Mechila which is spoken about is a Mechila without a Kinyan. Again, the Gemara didn't know the concept of Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui is an excellent question. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer to that question. The fact that it appears from the Gemara that this is the source of Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui.
The Torah said that you let marry Shekha. How do you explain that without
saying that there's some foot of a Kinyan Isur? I don't know. It's an excellent question. In the Rishimos of the Rav, he has where he uses terminology that I don't exactly understand. But he's trying to explain. Maybe it's not a Kenyan Easter. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. Okay, but we, it's for us. It's a Havamina that again has to be understood. But I don't have a clear understanding of the Havamina. The question is whether this is really a good raya that Mechila b'chola Torah kula, that whether Mechila b'chola Torah kula, since we see that the Mechila by an Eved Ivri would not require a Kenyan. Does that mean that Mechila b'chola Torah kula does not require a kinyan? That's, Tosfos is making that equation. Here I send you to a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos himself rejects Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam is a very, very powerful shita in Tosfos in Yitin, daf ayin zayin amud aleph. The Gemara over there is speaking about languages that work to be mafkir. What language would imply that a person is giving over his ba'alut, is giving over his ownership on a particular item? So the Gemara says, Dinu dvarim ein li al sada zo. If I say, I don't want to have anything to do with this field, lo amar klum. That's a totally meaningless statement. It doesn't relate to the ownership. Kol hani mishlishnei, says Tosfos, lo mahani klum. Mishum de midinu dvarim umeisek yada v'ragla salak nafshe. All he is saying is that I don't want to have to deal with this field. I don't want to have to work on this field. So that's the gavra to the person. What does that have to do with the relationship of the field to him? It's still his field. Veloni gufe the sadek, and Rabbeinu Perek Beis the krisus. But the problem is that we have a gemara hadamahani gabe eved ainli esek b'cha. In other words, that lechora, if I go over to an eved, and I write a shtar. Okay, I have to write a shtar. But I write the shtar with a language, not hareyata kone la'atzmacha, not hareyata meshukhar, eli esek b'cha. That works. But we just said that that is a language that relates to me, doesn't relate to him. Why does that work? So Tosa says, lo kemosh mefarish Rebbeinu Tam, I don't want to like Rebbeinu Tam. But what does Rebbeinu Tam say? D'zachu v'shmaya. That language works because in a flowery, poetic, it's an idiom, the moment that the person says that phrase, Einli esik b'cha, then God is, takes this individual back into the world of freedom. What's going on over here? What is Rabbeinu Tam, what is his understanding of the concept of avdus? That avdus can be broken not only with a formal kinyan, with an act of hefker, with an act of shichur, avdus can also be broken with an ainli esek b'cha. What is unique about the status of avdus that perhaps in order to break it, one requires simply a show of intent as opposed to a formal statement of renouncing ownership? Is this a natural state? In other words,
no.
What?
It's not something that we want in the first place.
Not something that we don't want, but who doesn't want it?
Either of them.
Yeah. Who else doesn't want it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it? Nachon, avodai hein v'lo avodim l'avodim. This is Aseret HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I took you out from Eretz Yisrael, that you'll be my avodim. Not that you will be an eved to an eved.
It's a vidibri.
What?
It's a vidibri.
We're talking over here as well. In other words, but simply the whole state of avdus. Don't forget, the eved Kanani already underwent a process of gir. He underwent the process of gir in order to be an eved Kanani. So we're dealing with a situation which is an anomaly. We're dealing with a situation which is by its nature an unnatural situation. The moment that the owner simply indicates, I don't want this unnatural situation to continue, Mishamaya Kazakhila, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wonderful, we're returning this person to the world of being a Ben Chorin. That's the normal natural state. What was created was an artificial state. Again, there's nothing artificial about whether I own a piece of land or you own a piece of land, right? It's natural that land is owned by individuals. So if I want to renounce my ownership of a field, I have to do it in a formal manner. But if we create an unnatural relationship, an artificial relationship, which really should not be, it's a concession to certain realities, of the fact of trying to give a person a second chance and to find his way back, or to allow this person to live in a certain framework of going towards being a free person. But the moment that the owner indicates, Enli esek b'cha, I don't want to deal with you anymore, I don't want to have a relationship with you, that's already enough. So if we take Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of avdus, so the fact that we find that zeal, that mechila, works by an eved ivri without kinyan, doesn't mean that every mechila is going to work without kinyan. Eved ivri or eved kanani is a unique situation where we have kulot. We have kulot in terms of the nature of the freedom, that you don't need the same formal rules as you would need otherwise. We may need a framework of a shtar in order to break the kinyan iser, or the framework of a kinyan to break the relationship. However, once we see that any asik b'chav works, so it could be that the chivahu also works. And what Tosus over here, the same way that Tosus pointed out, you can't bring any raya from the world of pshara that machila needs a kinyan. You can't bring a raya from Evan Ivri that machila doesn't need a kinyan. And we said, here you have an anomaly that your machila is sort of being, your arm is being twisted to be mochil in the world of pshara. And here you have an anomaly where we're dealing with an unnatural state that Gosh Baruch Hu wants to end. And Gosh Baruch Hu set up all sorts of forms of ending it. And so the fact that we allow machila in the Hava Mina, that machila could be a machila that doesn't work according to all the rules of Kabbalah Torah Kula. Okay, just to point that out. Third raya of Tosfos. Od raya miditznan desof hanosei. Moving over to Gemara in Ksuvos. In shahasa kaf heishan. If we have an almana who spends 25 years of her life in a state of almanut velo tava ksuvasa, mistama machla. Then kaner'eh that she was mochelet, ubelo kinyan airi kidemuchach me'uvda dechamte deramichia. Well, what is Tosfos pointing at? You looked at the sugya over there. What did you see? You saw a Mishnah, right? Did I bring it on the source sheet? What? It's not here. The Mishnah says that there's a machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbanan. When do we apply this 25-year period? Rav Meir says that if, when she became an almana, she returned to her father's home, she returned to her premarital support framework, then she can always be tovat her ksuva. But if she remained living with her children, she remained the base baila, and she was taken care of by her husband's children, so then after 25 years she can no longer be tovat her ksuva, because what do we assume? That what happened during the course of these 25 years? She received all sorts of gifts from these children, etc., that equaled the amount of her ksuva. Over a period of 25 years, she received above and beyond her normal stipend of mizonos, and so she already received her ksuva, and that's the concept of 25 years. Masha'enke, the Tanakama says just the opposite. Had she remained in the family home that she's currently in, her husband's home, her late husband's home, then she can always be tovat her ksuva. If she goes back to her former support system, then after 25 years, she can no longer be tovat her ksuva. Okay, that's... What is the reasoning behind Rabbanan? So if you learn Rashi, you'll find the reasoning, but it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives us Rav Meir's reasoning. It doesn't give us the reasoning of the Tanakhama. Mishnah says, Kozman shiva des aviha govek suvasa la'olam. Kozman shiva des ba'ala govek suvasa la'olam. Kozman shiva des ba'ala govek suvasa la'olam. Shanim shetas et tova kenegek suvasa divi Rav Meir. Nukuda. Namely, that she received above and beyond her stipend. She was able to give out gifts, to invite friends, etc. All of that came from her ksuv and it was used up. Chachamim omrim, just the opposite. Kozman shiva des ba'ala govek suvasa la'olam. So the question is, what's the reasoning? There's nothing in the Mishnah. But if we turn the page to Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, we find the reasoning in the story of Rabbi Chiya Aricha's chante, his mother-in-law, that she had been the almana of his brother, and she was living in the base of Aviha, and she had received mizonos for 25 years, and then she says, okay, now I want my ksuva. So Rav Chiya says, nothing doing. We pass on like the chachamim, you were Rebbe Saviya, that nothing doing. So Tava Ladina, she took him to court in front of Rabbi Bar Shela. And he said, Emali Izi Gufa Dufta Heli Havi, yes, Rabbi Chia, what was your relationship to this Almana during these 25 years that she went back to her original support system? Amalei, Zitza Yesu Bechamesh Shana Bebe Nasha, we sent her Mizonos regularly for these 25 years. Bechaye Demar Bekaskoi Amtela. And I myself carried these Mizonos to her. In other words, Rabbi Chia used to say that I used to take every week, every month, I carried these mazonas to her. Amalei, so Rabbi said, understand. Taima mai amar rabban and calls banshi mebeis ba'ala, gzot govek suvasa me'olam. Why do we distinguish generally between whether she went back to a previous support system or she remained mebeis ba'ala? The arena, as long as she's mebeis ba'ala, mishum kisuf ahu delo tava. Hachanami mishum kisuf ahu delo tava. Zil havla. He says, normal circumstances, when a woman is in the home of her late husband and her children taking care of her, she's so embarrassed to ask for her ksuva because she's being treated with such kavod. She's embarrassed. Had she gone back to a previous, she had no contact. She would get a check in the mail. You get a check from Social Security. So then at some point, you say, okay, I want my ksuva. But if she's living, she's being taken care of all the time, and she's embarrassed to ask for the ksuva for people who are so nice to her. So Rabbi Bar Shela turned to Rabbi Chia and said, even though this woman went back to her previous support system, she was embarrassed to ask you for her ksuva because you were so good to her, you kept bringing her the mazonas on your own, etc. So she was embarrassed. The moment that she was embarrassed, so there's no cutoff point of 25 years. So what do we see from this story? What is the 25 years? What does Tosfos bring a raya from this story? What's the 25 years? That when you're not embarrassed and you don't ask, that means you're mocha. Namely, the 25 years of silence we assume is mechila. If there's a reason for the silence because of embarrassment, it doesn't show a mechila. But if there's no reason there's no embarrassment, so the 25 years shows mechila. And we see that there was no kinyan. The kinyan is not mentioned anywhere in this, it's a question of mistama means that we're assuming there was mechila. There was never an arrangement of mechila. So you see from the Gemara that there was never a kinyan, and that the mechila is meaningful. We see mechila doesn't need a kinyan. So over here, lachor, we're dealing with a classic case of mechila. This isn't David Ivry. This isn't the Skar Sachir that we can say that way to a Piraon and a new Chol. Chora, this appears to be a much better Raya. But it's not such a good Raya because if you look at the Gemara, my humble opinion, on Daf Kuf Dalet, Amud Aleph, and this is pointed out also in the Rav's notes, Amalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Abaye asked a very, very fascinating question from Rav Yosef. Asai, if this woman were to have a calendar, and she were to come exactly 24 years, 364 days and a half after her husband passed away. I saw Kodem Shkia Sachama, right before the deadline, right? An hour before the deadline, an hour before the 25 years are over, and ask for her ksuva, go the ksuva. La'achar Shkia Sachama, if she waits that hour, then lo gosa. So he's saying by he purta achilte. What are we saying? That the woman in this hour is mochelet? Is that what we're saying? In other words, what's going on over here? We know exactly in this woman's mind that during that hour of the last hour of the 25 years, that's when she's mochelet. To make it even sharper, that let's say she comes a minute before Shkia, so she can be gova. She comes a minute after Shkia, she can't be gova. In that minute, she was mochelet. Does it make sense? Why isn't mechila like a process? Amar lei in. So what did Rabbi Yosef answer him? Yes, that is a difference. When she came a minute before, she would get her ksuv. A minute afterwards, she wouldn't. Why? Because kol midas chachamim kenu, but arba'im sa'a tove, arba'im sa'a chaser kartuv, eno yachol litvol b'hem. This is the rule of the din of shiurim. That a woman who is tovelet in 40 sa'a, she's tahora. If we take a cupful of water a shot glass of water out of that 440 sa'a, and she's tovela, she remains tameya. In other words, that's the nature of all shiur.
That's such a poor example.
Yes.
I think there's one example of a volume, okay, where you set a volume, okay, so you need that volume. This is with das, so...
Okay, so exactly, excellent. So what then is Rav Yosef telling Abaye? What is Rav Yosef telling Abaye if he's reading what you view apples to oranges? In other words, Abaye asked a very good question. Isn't das something which is fluid? And how can we set such a standard of 25 years, not 24 and a half years, not 24 and 9/10 years, after 25 years? You know, that people are subjective. And so how does he bring an answer from an objective shir? Yes?
Because it's a no-no. Like we're saying, we don't, you're right, it is, people don't necessarily change their mind, we really assume that what...
Sharper.
Because he's doing it to do with das.
Excellent. Namely, that because of the umdana that Yonasan said, Chazal made a takana. This is a takana's Chazal, that since every person is different, we have no idea whether this woman was machalat after 10 years, or she would only be machalat after 30 years. So Chazal made a takana. They looked around at the world and made a takana 25 years. Once you have a takana of Chazal, an hour before the takana, there's no takana. An hour after the takana, that's when you have a takana. So, you know, what has this done now to Tosus's raya? In other words, is Tosus's raya?
It's made it not feel like
this, right, exactly. This is not a question of a personal machiva. It's not a classic machiva. This is not classic machiva. Is when the person shows his das, he expresses it. Here, nothing was expressed. So as long as we were talking about an umdana, okay, so an umdana is an umdana. But the moment that Rav Yosef explains that we're dealing over here with a takana of Chazal, and we have a shir, and just like all takanas of Chazal have a shir, right? In other words, that the Torah speaks about svia, and Chazal made a takana kezayis. Okay, so Chazal made a takana. So if you weigh a little less than a kezayis, so you don't bench. You ate a little more than a kezayis, you do bench. It's not a question as to whether we're saying that over here there was a sphia midrabban and it says Chazal made a takana. So over here Chazal made a takana. Once Chazal made a takana, so they made the takana in this manner. In other words, it could be that the subject of mechila, which is expressed by an individual, that requires a kinyan to give it validity. Otherwise, the person can say, "I never really meant it." Masha Enkein over here, we're not dealing with a subjective mechila. We're talking over here about a takana. Takana has a shir, and the shir has nothing to do with the world of kinyan. Yes?
Takana is based on the fact that mechila works, and we assume she can't deny the fact that she was multiple. That's the takana. Takana is that she can't say I wasn't multiple.
Fine.
If mechila didn't work, it's nothing. It's like saying Shtei Sairos. Shtei Sairos is what causes bagrut, so the chazal made a takana that there's a chazaka by bar mitzvah.
Fine.
But if Shtei Sairos wasn't anything, so it's a takana.
Bada, certainly, but who says that the takana takes into account the world of kinyan? Classically, when a person is mochel and he wants to express the machila, so there's also a kinyan that would be attached to it. But over here, the moment that we're not dealing with the individuals being mochel, the moment that the chazal are telling us that we chazal are mafkia de ksuva, we chazal are mafkia de ksuva. Why? Because mistama she was mochel. What does that have to do with the world of Kenya?
Nothing, which is exactly the point. I don't need the world of Kenya because I have Yisuf. Also, we're even dealing with an umdana here, which is weaker than like an actual mechila.
I'm saying that had it been purely an umdana without the shiur, without the Gemara of Abaye and Rav Yosef, I would agree that Tosfos has a wonderful raya. That we see there's a concept of an umdana of mechila without kinyan. So machila doesn't require kinyan. But the moment that Chazal make a takana, takana requires some, as I'm sorry, your name is Tzvi. As Tzvi pointed out, a takana requires some achizama mitziyut, it requires some anchor. But it doesn't require all of the conditions of that anchor. In other words, it could very well be that in a normal situation of machila, machila requires kinyan. But in Chazal's takana of mechila, so then kinyan is not a necessary factor. Tosfos agrees with you. Okay? I'm just pointing out that one can disagree with Tosfos. Right? The Rambam agrees with you, Tosfos agrees with you, the Bahag doesn't. So what did the Bahag do with these three rayos? So I'm just suggesting, the first raya of the Bahag didn't learn that stuff, not a din of mechila at all. Either it's the in the world of Schar Sachir, either it's the question of the Surim, whether the Surim are Choser or not Choser, or it's like Zekifas Milva. It's a different process, but it's though you paid, and then you took a new loan. Nothing to do with Mechila. In terms of Eved Ivri, we have Rabbeinu Tam, that in Eved Ivri, in the Esik Bechal works, you don't need the same darga of halachic validity to break the world of Eved Ivri as you would need to break a kinyan on a Sadeh. So it's an unusual situation. Over here, in terms of the world of Ksuva, the moment that Rav Yosef explains to Abaye that we're dealing, Rav Yosef could have given a different answer, right? He could have said, we have an umdana, you know, it's a, he doesn't say this, he says, we have a takana. We're comparing it to the Arbayim Sa. We're dealing with the din of Shiurim. The moment we're going on that plane, you can't ask about the formalities of Mechila on an interpersonal level. Then Tosfos agrees that there is a fourth raya, which is not really a good raya, and that's the world of Tano Chitin. Umi Tano Chitin, reading back into Tosfos, slides onto the bottom. The Hodel of the Seorim, that right there, we have a din of Modem and Mikzas. Modem and Mikzas, your Chayev Ashlua, when the Hodo'ah is Mimin HaTa'ana. When your Ta'ana is on apples and he's Modem on oranges, then Pater Afmi Sa'orim. Demode Behu. Demode Havi Behu. And therefore, in other words, that he is Pater even from the Sa'orim. The person said, I owe you Sa'orim, even that he is Pater. So why is he Pater from the payment of the Sa'orim? He says he owes the Sa'orim. So the Ein Raya, the Hasam al Korchav, so Tosai Rahava, meaning why is he Pater? Because the moment that the Toveya didn't mention Sa'orim, maybe he was Mochel the Sa'orim. So we see that Mechila works without a Kenya. The Hasam al Korchav, Lach Mishum Damrina Nidalo Tavel Estam Achlin, who Abi Pater, Ella Hainu Taima, for a different framework of Halacha, Nidalo Tava Sa'orim, then we have a principle of Hodoas Baldin Kameya Eidim Dame, that we don't view this as a Mechila, but rather as a Hodoas Baldin. It's not something which is a passive Mechila, it's an active Hodoas Baldin. When he says, he owes me Chitim, he's saying, he owes me Chitim and not Sa'orim. A Modi, he doesn't owe me Sa'orim. So even though he says he owes me Sa'orim, I am Moda, that he doesn't owe me Sa'orim, so I don't get this Sa'orim. And he brings the raya from the world of the two stories that we have over here, two oxen who gored, and we have over here two oxen who were gored. And the question is, no one knows, did the big ox gore the big ox and the small ox, or vice versa? Nafkamina is that the payment is always migufo, that you're never going to pay more than the value of the goring ox. And so on the side of the individual who was hurt, he's going to claim that the big ox claimed the big ox and the small one. And the side of the person who owns the oxes will claim just the opposite took place. So over there, we're dealing with a situation where clearly on the part of the nizak, there is no mechila. He's saying, I want my money. In other words, there's no mechila. And yet, the Gemara says that we have over here, the Hoda'a itself is not paid, Kaner Ed, it's because of the world of Hoda'a Azba al-Din, not because of the world of Machil. Okay, that's a separate inyan. This is what we have in terms of the Rayos that Tosfos brings. And then Tosfos moves over to a totally different topic, but a topic that we already touched on in terms of the nature of Kinyan Sudar. Mika, because of our sugya, says Tosfos, Chazar Rav Yitzchak v'Rav Meir. Rav Yitzchak v'Rav Meir had a shita. These were Mordechai, sorry, the Rivan had a shita that he held very strongly, and because of our sugya, he was kozer. What was his shita? Hayaragil lefaresh. The dafka nokat bacheska sabatim kinyan bifnei shnayim. Avalileka shnayim ein hakinyan kinyan. And he was chozero because of our sugya of shabbat. Let's just over here give the background. The background is that in the world of kinyanim in general, there is no need for Edim to create the Maisa Kinyan, what we call Ede Kiyum. The purpose of Edim is for Birur. In other words, that if there is a Kfira, if one of the two sides denies that a Kinyan Meshikha took place, that a Kinyan Chatzar took place, that a Kinyan Kesef took place, then the Edim will come into the picture. However, as long as we're dealing with two people who are honest and who will admit to what occurred, there's really no need for Edim. This is a black and white Gemara. On your source sheet over here, the Gemara introduction, Samachei Amadeis, Mar Zutra Verab Ada Saba, B'nei Derav Mori Bar Isar, Polig Nichsayu Bahade Hadade. They decided, and they were brothers, they decided they had a Yerusha, they decided to split the Yerusha in a certain manner. Also, the Kamed Ravashi, Amrule Alpishnayim Edim Amrachmana, the Boy Mahadar Lamatsi Hadri Bahu, Vananlo Hadri Bahu. Should we bring in Edim on our transaction? Is the, when the Torah said that you need Edim, was it only because we're afraid that one of the parties is going to deny that this deal ever took place? But we trust one another, and so we don't need Edim. Odil Malola Kaima Milsel of the Sahade. Or maybe every transaction requires Edim in order to be valid. That you require not only Edim Biur, you require Edim Kiyum. Amar Lohu, what was the response that came from Avashi? Lo Ibru Sahadei Ela Lashakri. The whole reason that Edim were created by the Torah was to prevent denial, to prevent a lie. But if, as long as the two of you trust one another, there's no need for Edim. The transaction can take place without Edim. There's no need for Edim classically on any transaction. Okay, the problem that bothered the Rivam was the language of the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Kinyan bifnei shnayim. The Gemara doesn't say, Meshicha bifnei shnayim. The Gemara doesn't say, Chatzer bifnei shnayim, Kesef bifnei shnayim. It says specifically, Kinyan bifnei shnayim. So the Rivam thought that perhaps Kinyan Suder is unique. All transactions can take place without Edim. You just go every Saturday out of the Shakri. But Kinyan Suder, maybe that is unique. So I sent you to the Shita Mekubetzes that this is really a Machlokes Rishonim between the Raidin and the world. That the world holds like what's quoted in the name of Tosus Harosh in the Shita Mekubetzes, that even though he was well aware of the diuk of the Rivan, and he says, "V'nira li dafilu raya enot zarech the maishnakin chalipin mimeshicha mesira hagba chazaka ma'alas biyachid." You can't understand the Gemara that Kinyan Suder is unique, that it requires ede kiyum. Why should Kinyan Suder be different than any other kinyan? However, the Ravid said, L'cha'ora ha'adarvinu lohu b'fnei shnayim, la'vi pachat kfirahu, ela ein miskayim ha'ma'ase, ela b'shnayim. Afilu modelo. Even if they both agree that a kinyan suda took place, just like a kedushin is not valid without eidei kiyum, so a kinyan suda is not valid. Kol ha'ma'ase, yase adin m'chaveru, matanas, mechiras, mechilas, etc. In other words, that... In other words, that even though all other things do not require a kinya, ede kiyum, shardram is kanyu behodash nehem, the elu, but that which is mentioned in Baba Basra, aim is kanyim ela the elu. The fika chutz rachlomar, one of the other areas that's mentioned in Baba Basra, is kiyum shtaros. Kiyum shtaros requires three. Without three, there's no concept of a kiyum shtar. Hu hadin kinya aim is kanyim ela the elu. And this is the Ravid, paskins this way, Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam, paskins like the world, Ein HaKinyan, Perakei Hilchos Mechira Chates, Ein HaMechira, Tzarech Liyos, Rifnei Edim, Ela Beno Ben HaChamero, Kana, Lo itzricha Torah v'dinei mamonos ela lekofer. That's the quote, simply the translation of Ravashi's statement into Hebrew. Lo imrisade ela l'shakre. Avo mocher, nosein, socher, mashal, etc. Ein tzarech ki eidim. V'keivan shekona hakona v'derech echad min hadrachim, etc. Hagvah, v'shicha, mesira, or kinyan suda, or kesev, oshtar, etc. Kona, iwadad eidim. Comes along the raven and says, Amar Avraham, ein hakol modim b'kinyan. Everything you wrote is 100% correct, except for kinyan suda. Right, so the Raivid is not just a question of Shadat the Gemara, it's a question of Halacha. So the Rivam originally learned like the Raivid, and he changed his mind because of our Gemara. That our Gemara says Pshara Tzricha Kinyan, and yet Rabbanan Shita is Pshara B'yachid. So we see that you can have a Kinyan without Eidim. Tosus felt Eimi Kan Raya, that Raya is not a very, very powerful Raya from our Sugya. And you can simply set up our sugya that there were eidim, that the sugya didn't bother to mention it, etc.
So the Rambam's going to say you need one at least?
No, he doesn't say you need one. He says you don't need two. That's all.
But his only reason why he moves from such a thing is because he's pshara with one.
But he has no raya that a kinyan requires one. He just says that the phrase kinyan b'fnei shnayim can't mean literally that this is eidim kiyum because of our gemara. And so we go back to the general rule. We simply go back that the Kinyan Suda is like all other. But the Raivid never was closer bo. On the Rambam, he said, I still hold that a Kinyan requires two. Why is Kinyan Suda unique? Okay, so here we come back to our Chayim, that we pointed out that the mechanism of Kinyan Suda is different. In what way is it different? The classic Kinyanim, what is their mechanism, symbolically?
Manipulation of the object in question?
They represent, in other words, a maisaki, that we have a symbolic act that transfers, that represents a transfer of bios. But we need an act. We need something to be done. Mashenken kinyan sudar is really not doing anything, but rather simply showing, it's an expression of Gemira's Das. It's an expression of Gemira's Das. Classically, that's called Das HaMischayev. Das HaMischayev is an expression that this person is serious about his obligations, and in other words, Kinyan Suder is an expression of sincerity. An expression that he really, really wants to do it, and the transfer takes place mind over matter. It's not a Maisa Kinyan, it's a mindset that transfers it. In other words, that I can transfer a book to you by handing it to you, and you do a maisa kinyan. When you lift the book, when you do a hagbaa, that's a symbolic act of ownership that has to be accompanied, of course, with by das makna. But it's not my das that transfers it, it's the symbolic act that transfers it. Or I can look at this book and say, I want this book to be yours, and then I show you my sincerity by making a kinyan sudar. And having this book transferred to you from my mind to your hands. That my intent, my dasa niskayev, is what served as the means of transfer. That's the classic understanding of Reb Chaim. That's why the Gemara can speak about Kelav Shel Makne. In other words, it's not Chalitin. The Makne is giving the book, and he's giving his handkerchief. So what does his handkerchief have to do with the book? Had you given the handkerchief, so he would have had somewhat of a symbolic transfer. But it's my handkerchief and my book. My handkerchief is simply my way of telling you, in other words, it's like a handshake. You know, it's my way of telling you I'm totally serious about what is going on over here. So Reb Chaim said that this would help us understand a very, very difficult phrase in the Rambam. And Reb Chaim sent us to a Rambam in Perek Kaftes, Hilchos Mechira Halachates, that over there the Rambam says, Im kanu miyad kota, if you make a Kinyan Sudar with a kata. So the halacha is, ain kinyan biyad katan klum. Even though Chazal said that a katan who reaches onas pu'utos, that a katan who reaches the age of 7 or 8, and he understands, you know, it's a difference between jelly beans and money. He has a bit of a business sense. So Chazal said, mitra rabbana, he can be kona with kesef, with mishicha, etc., etc. You can't make a kinyan suda with a katan. Why? Shehakinyan, over here, the Girsa of the Rambam that I photostated from is Vishtar, but in Franco Rambam it says Shehakinyan Kishtar, Ve'ein Eidim Chosmin al Ela al Shtar, Shel Adam Godol. Just as a Shtar does not work for a Katan, so also a Kinyan Suda doesn't work for a Katan. What in the world is going on over here? What is the connection between these two? So, if you recall, we dealt with the sugya this year in terms of Eidus Chiduchsav and Ashtar. We talked about it? No? Think so? Tasui, yes? No?
Yeah, we did. We did brief.
Okay. We pointed out that the Torah says, the Cholera, that you're not allowed to use written evidence. That evidence has to be oral. Alpishnayim Aiden. Aiden can't send a deposition, a written deposition, to court. They have to give testimony orally. So we asked, well, what about a shtar? Isn't the shtar a din d'oraisa, a get, kosav l'sefer krisus, v'nasan v'yada? How does the shtar work? Isn't the shtar written a testimony? So we pointed out that the shtar, min d'oraisa, is what kind of a shtar? It's a shtar that serves as a not just as testimony, but creates a state of being, takes a married woman and makes her into a non-married woman. And how does that occur? That the shtar is written midas hamischayev. The shtar also, according to Chaim, conceptually is very, very similar to a kinyan sudar. That the shtar represents my sincerity. That the moment that two eidims write down that which I said, according to my instructions, that also represents my sincerity. So the Rambam is telling us that just as a shtar doesn't work for a katan, so also what doesn't work for a katan? Kinyan suder. Namely, other maisa kinyan, where the act is that which is transferring. So Chazal can say, midrabanan, the katan's act is an act. But what is not meaningful for a katan? Das. Katan's das is not meaningful. So in those areas that are basically totally in mind over matter, transferring something, changing a status, being that via das, that can't work for a katan. So the Rambam says that just as a shtar can't work for a katan, so kinyan kishtar. The katan also can't use a kinyan suder. I sent you to what I think is a very nice raya in Choshen Mishpat that we have over here. How long do I have the opportunity to change my mind after I make a transaction? So we find that af al pi shenigmar hadavar bekinyan sudar kol echad mishnehem yochol lachzor bo, as long as what? Asukim be'oso inyan. If siku ha'inyan, ein yochol lachzor bo. But in other kinyan b'shicha, chatzer, ein shum echad yochol lachzor bo la'achar k'dei dibur. Achar k'dei dibur is relevant to which realm? And asukim ba'oso inyan is relevant to which realm? We have a Gemara. We have a Gemara that if I go later, if someone heard that a close relative of his passed away and he did kriya, and then tol k'dei dibur, it turns out that rumor was wrong. But tol k'dei dibur, a close relative of his, really does pass away. So we apply the kriya to the patira, that we view a maisa, an act, as having a certain envelope around it of tol k'dei dibur. That the maisa tol k'dei dibur is considered to be an immediacy in the world of maasi. Asukim ba'oso inyan is considered to be relevant to what? To machshava, to my das. As long as there's no hesek hadas, I have das. So we say that in terms of being chozer bo from a classic kinyan, which is built into the world of maase, I have tol k'dei dibur. That's considered to be a miyat. That's considered to be, you know, the immediacy which is necessary to close the maase. But if I'm talking about something which is totally in das, as long as I am involved in that matter, right, then my das is still fluid, and I can still be chozer bo. So we have this distinction. Adkan, everyone agrees. Right? This is the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Rambam, etc. But the question is, does this extend one more state? And here's where the Ravid and the Rambam go in different directions. What about the world of Eidus? Is there a necessity for Eidim l'kiyum hadavar for a Kinyan Sudar? Or is Kinyan Sudar part of the regular world of Eidim Birur? So here, in other words, the Ravid simply follows through the same line of reasoning. Just as Kinyan Sudar is unique, it doesn't apply to a Katan. Just as Kinyan Sudar is unique, that you can be Chozer Bo as long as Asukin Bo so Inyan, so also Kinyan Sudar is unique in terms of requiring Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. After all, what creates marriage, if not Da'at? And marriage requires Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. What creates Gerushin, if not Da'at? And Gerushin requires Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. Znut. That's an act. There's no need for Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar in Znut. That's Eidim Birur. So Kinyan, which is a din of Das, also requires Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's the next stage of the Ravid. Now Shein Kein, the Rambam says, no. As long as you're dealing in the world of who can make the Kinyan, you're dealing in the question of how long can be Chozer. In those areas, Kinyan Sudar is unique. But in terms of the nature, the validity of Kinyan Sudar, there is no need for Eidei Kiyum. It's part of the general world of Kinyan. This is the Ravid taking things, if you want to their natural conclusion.
According to the Ravid, by the Subas, that's very sure, because if you needed a Mechila and you needed a Kinyan, on the side you needed a Kinyan, and you needed Eidim for the Kinyan, so where are the Eidim? So it would have been Mukhra much more.
100%. The Ravid is difficult also, Mineyubi. I didn't give you these Maramakamas. We'll get them together with me now. Turn over the page. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Kaftes, that the Rambam speaks about the fact, how do you know whether the Katan has reached an age that Chazal will give him Kinyana Midrabanan? So both Kinas HaKatan, Yodeya B'tiv, Maso Matan, O Eni Yodeya, L'Vishyesh Chacham Katan B'Navan, sometimes you have kids who are very, very street bright, Shehu Yodeya B'hu Ben Sheva, V'yesh Acher, Afilu Ben Shloshesrei, you have the Tmimin. Any other day of the Tiv Maso Matan, when they always lose the baseball cards, they always lose, you know, they're not into business. Any other day of the Tiv Maso Matan. Katan Hayodeya, the Tiv Maso, I just know from my high school class, from my elementary school class, those kids who were sharp, you know, in terms of trading, they made a lot of money later on in life. Those of us who, you know, it's kacha, so we went to learn. The Rambam points that out. So the Ravid points out, Amar Avraham, Ani Omer, Shekotan, Ein Lo Mechila, Kedamina Yasmi Lavini Mechila Ninhu, namely, we would expect the Ravid to say that a Katan would not have a Kinyan Sudar. That's what we would expect, like the Rambam Paskins. But the Ravid says, Mechila, that's already a bit beyond the Katan, but Kinyan Sudar, Konu. Sha Kinyan Logara Mikesef, Vahu Kesef Atzmo. That a Kinyan Sudar basically is a form of Chalipin. It's a give and take, and it's similar to a form of Kesef, and as such, just as Kesef works for a Katan, so also Kinyan Sudar. This is not what we would expect the Ravid to say, and the Ravid repeats this also in Hilchos Avadim. Then in Hilchos Avadim, the Rambam points out that an Eved can go free, the Kesef, the Shtar, Rashi, Evarim, etc. You can't free an Eved with a Kinyan Sudar. Afalpi shekano miyado lo nishtachri. Comes on the Ravid and says, Zayna machuvar hakinyan huke Kesef. In other words, Kinyan Sudar is a form of Kesef. It's a form of a give and a take. Again, this is not like the other, and how we deal with this, I have no idea. I'm just pointing out that that there are two areas where the Rebbe, we would expect him to say that perhaps if you can be Meshachar Neder with a shtar, and a shtar is Mirzdas, and Kinyan is Mirzdas, the idea is no. The Kinyan is not nothing, has nothing to do with the world, with the world of shtar. Okay. Let's just one more point. Let's like to leave the Tosfos, and then next time we'll move over to back to the world of Shara. In terms of the Rambam Shita, so just to be aware that we spoke about Tosfos dealt with the world of Mechila and dealt with the question whether Mechila requires a Kinyan, doesn't require a Kinyan. The Rambam points out Yeshram Harbe Shein Tzrichim Kinyan. And one of those is Mochel. Mechila, he agrees with Tosfos that Mechila does not require a Kinyan. And he uses the phrase, HaMochel L'Chavero Chov, that you are Mochel a debt, O Pikadon Shiesh Lo B'Yado, V'chein Kol Kayotze B'Dvar Melu. You can also be Mochel if you gave someone your pen to watch, you could say, I'm ochel. Keep the pen, I'm ochel. In other words, a mechila also works on a pikadon. The same Rambam, in Hilchos Sechiyu Matana Perigimo, Halacha Aleph, speaks about the fact that we have all sorts of kinyonim in Halacha Aleph. What about mechila? Machal v'chavero chov sheish olav, o nosan lo pikadon shil mufka olav, hareze matana hanikneis bedvaran dolvad, etc., etc. Here the Rambam switches verbs. When it comes to a chov, he speaks about machiba. When it comes to a pikadon, he speaks about nesina, about giving. And this is the diuk of the Maharik. The Maharik in his Sharashim, diktek liv rabbeinu, mach chaveru chov, om nosan lo pikadon, the gabi chov dafka mahani loshon machiba. Avo pikadon, if he says am mochel, the pikadon, lo amar klum. Pikadon requires an act of giving. Not machila. The problem is that l'chora we have a stira that the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Mechira said mochel chaveru chov o pikadon sheyesh lo biyado. So does machila work on a pikadon or doesn't it work on a pikadon? So the Maharik says that machila by its nature can only work on a debt. It cannot work on an object. You can't be mochel an object. You can be mochel a debt. It can be mochel a shibud. It can be mochel a, what's a shibud in English? A lien. You can't be mochel something which has matter, which you can be mochel a concept. You can't be mochel matter. But that's not clear at all from the Rambam. And so over here, the Rav, just to be aware, that the Rav wanted to say, he wanted to give a sort of definition of machila. That it's not a difference between that which is a debt and that which exists in reality, between a chov and a be'en. But rather, the whole concept of machila is to maintain a status quo. To maintain a status quo. So when you are mochel a debt, you are saying that I'm maintaining the status quo, namely that the money which is by you can remain by you. And who had it? If there's a pikadon by you, so you can say, I'm mochel the pikadon. Pikadon will remain by you. In other words, mechila can be used to maintain a status quo. A classic basic kinyan is to transfer an object from A to B. So if the eraser is in my hand, I can't be mochel the eraser to you. But if my eraser is in your hand, I can say that I am mochel. That, you know, is an option that we have. Rav Lichtenstein said it a little more elegantly, that in the world of pikadon, what I am saying is, generally, a pikadon, you have a chiyuv to return to me. So I'm mochel your chiyuv to return to me. In other words, and then the moment you have no chiyuv to return to me, you can keep it. In other words, but it's a similar concept. Namely, it's a unique din within pikadon. It's not a din within the metaltalim in general. Generally, something is an object. It cannot be transferred. But if we're dealing with either, according to the Rav, the maintenance of a status quo, the object is already by you, or that the object has a chiyuv on it to be returned, that I can imochel on that chiyuv, then the pikadon is unique. The Rama always gives the example of mochel chov o pikadon. Chov o pikadon. The pikadon is unique in this respect. And then the diuk of the maharik would fall off, namely that the verb which is used is not the dafka. In other words, in this situation. Okay, adkan in terms of what we have over here in Tosfos, the world of kinyanim, the world of machila. Belina, there you have most of the marmakama so far. For next time, I'll add more. But we'll go back to the sugi of pshara from where we left off on the above in the base and go through the various. The various stages of the Gemara through Zayin Melech.